A huge thing I've learned is how important it is for me to be in control of my emotions and how important it is for me to make sure that no one can affect my power, which is my attention and my emotions and how I react to things, right? And this is a lesson I learned when I was 20 years old. I was just walking to my building and I don't know if it was a new security guy or something, but he stops me and he's like asking for my ID. And I'm like, bro, I fucking live here, you know? And it was a couple of back and forth until a security guard came that knew me. But, you know, that really angered me. And when I went upstairs to my condo, it just hit me. And I'm like, how the hell did I let a guy I don't know that I just met today, you know, make me feel this way? You know what I mean? Like, make me feel this emotion that is not going to benefit me. Because let's be honest, right? Let's say I was about to go do work. Now I'm angry. Am I going to do better work or am I going to do worse work? The answer is that my work is probably not going to be better. So, you know, that was such a huge moment for me because I realized, like, I'm like, damn, like, you know, I want to be free from this where, you know, if there's certain things I don't like that's out of my control, aka, you know, how people react, what people do, what happens in nature, what happens in the economy or whatever, like, I cannot get myself to a point where I'm angry. I can't get myself to a point where, you know, it's affecting me negatively, right? All we have is control over, you know, how we think, how we feel, ourselves pretty much, right? So if someone can go ahead and influence that and be a factor in that, that means they are in control of us. And you don't want other people to be in control of how you feel, right? A lot of people, they have this whole ego where, you know, if people disrespect them or they talk bad to them, like, they're gonna retaliate, right? And I felt similar in a way back in the days. I'm like, I'm not gonna let anybody disrespect me. But it's like, if someone is talking shit to me and I react or have an emotional reaction, that means, damn, they're successful. You know, they controlled me. I was so weak and fragile to a point where I was able to be controlled by someone, right? And my mentor, Brandon, gives a perfect example of this, which is like rain. You know, people, when it's raining outside, aka weather, something they cannot control, they start like complaining, they start feeling all down and shit. And it's like, wait, but like, you can't control that, you know? Like, how do you let rain, something natural, something that you know that's going to happen, affect how you feel, right? Because, you know, you don't like that something that you don't want is happening. And that's a huge thing for me. And that's something I want people to understand is, yo, there are going to be a lot of times that things are going to be out of control. Things are going to be not in your control, right? And what you shouldn't do is give that thing, outside event or outside people, power to affect your emotions, power to affect how you feel, right? You should be the only person that determines how you feel, right? Even if things, during the whole election, even though I'm not American, during the whole US elections, I feel like everybody was so tense and everybody was so angry and there's so much division. And, you know, people, anything that was happening, people were getting triggered and shit. Like, man, don't get me wrong, I was like that too at a certain point. But I remember, like, just thinking, I'm like, damn, like, bro, this doesn't affect me at all. Like, damn, like, I shouldn't let some news or I shouldn't let some outside events, like, determine how I feel. Like, I'm like, damn, I live an amazing life, you know? Like, there's so much to be grateful for, right? And that's a huge lesson in itself, guys. So, man, don't let other people and outside events take control of you and take control of how you feel. Only you do that. You know what I mean? Only you determine how you feel and how, you know, you react to things. And don't try to do things that hurt you, because again, being angry is not, especially when it's from outside events, it's showing how much you're not in control and it's not going to help you in any way. And it definitely did not help me in any way whenever I get triggered over something small or whenever I get triggered over something I have no control over or something I cannot change. And again, guys, we all still feel, I still sometimes feel this way, right? This is just more of a self-reminder to myself than me trying to preach to you guys as well. But yeah, I just wanted to quickly share that. I want to say I love you guys for supporting these mini episodes. Much love to everybody. And yeah, join the Discord again. Join the Discord. The community is going amazing. It's popping to another level. Everything's been going awesome. I'm excited for all you guys to kind of just see what we have planned for the Discord and shit, man. Right now, a lot of the amazing features are free. So take advantage of that before we make it paid. So much love, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.